The home of the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers will soon be getting a new name. The iconic Staples Center will now be known as the Crypto.com Arena. That's after the Singapore-based cryptocurrency exchange website. The name change will officially debut on Christmas Day when the Lakers host the Brooklyn Nets, and signage will be replaced by June of next year. Arena owner and operator AEG and Crypto.com did not disclose financial terms of that 20-year agreement. The 20,000-seat arena has been named the Staples Center since it first opened in 1999. Nike is now distancing itself from Travis Scott following the deadly events at his Astroworld concert that left 10 people dead. Scott's special edition Nike Air Max 1 shoes were supposed to drop today, but Nike pulled the campaign last minute. Nike's the most recent company to cut ties with the rapper. Last week, Epic Games pulled the Travis Scott emoji from the Fortnite store in response to the tragedy. Scott and Live Nation are currently facing more than 100 lawsuits stemming from that concert. And film studio Miramax is throwing a wrench in director Quentin Tarantino's plans to release a Pulp Fiction NFT. Miramax announced it's suing Tarantino after it sent a cease and desist letter to the director. Tarantino announced plans to release 7 NFTs featuring Pulp Fiction scenes that were cut from the final movie. Miramax said it was already in talks to release its own NFTs of its movie library, and Tarantino's announcement devalued its efforts. And finally, here's some art that you can hang on your walls. Frida Kahlo's iconic Diego and I portrait sold at auction Tuesday for a record $34.9 million. The sale makes the portrait the highest-selling piece by a Latin American artist in history. It was sold to a private collection by luxury brokerage house Sotheby's.